We are here at the ASTA CSS 2013 and Seed Expo, and we heard this morning here from Sunny Ramaswamy, who is with USDA's NIFA. What exactly does that stand for, sir?
The National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
And he made some presentations really looking at the future, at the global future for food and agriculture for the world, the hotter, flatter, more crowded earth in the future. So what I'd like you to do is just kind of summarize some of your major points here, particularly starting with what you see as the wicked problems that we have.
The talk that I gave earlier this morning was really focused on the primary focus is really looking at the global situation with the impending significant increase in population that's been projected out to hit surpass 9 billion people. So if that's a premise, that we're going to have that 9 billion people plus, and then on top of it, throw at it diminishing land and water resources, change in climate, and health issues and other concerns that we all have to be, you know, thinking of. The question is, how do you go ahead and put food on the table in the context of that, those challenges that we've got? And as I said this morning, I framed those global challenges in the form of wicked problems. The reason I use the term wicked problems is because we might have the most fantastic knowledge and technologies available, but we're not able to deploy them to address these challenges because humans become involved in the conversations and we cannot agree on what sort of technologies to use, how to deploy them, etc. And because of the fact that humans become involved in this, I think of them as being wicked problems. And the bottom line is that we've got these challenges, these wicked problems. So how do we deal with it? And what sort of transformative innovations do we need? And those innovations are derived from the research that we support. So what sort of innovations, transformative innovations do we need? That's the first part of it. The second part of it is, okay, you got all these innovations. Somebody has to deploy them, okay? So we need to be sure that we've got a pipeline of young people coming in that can go ahead, on the one hand, develop the innovations. Secondly, they can go ahead, be part of the workforce that is needed. Thirdly, these people that deploy this knowledge, these innovations, these are the extension folks that we've got in this country that we invented this 100 years ago next year. Mm-hmm. 1914 is when it was created, the Cooperative Extension Service. And we have seen a very significant decrease in the numbers of extension boots on the ground in this country. And so somebody needs to be available to go ahead and take those innovations, translate them, and deliver them to the end users, the farmers and livestock producers and others. And then finally, we also have to have actually people that are able to go and grow those crops and raise those livestock animals as well. And as you probably know, we've got an aging farm population in this country. And you can't say we're going to focus all of our efforts on discovering new knowledge and creating the innovations. We got to have a way to get it to the ground. And oh, by the way, somebody on the ground that's actually raising those crops and livestock animals as well. That was the basis of my message this morning as I spoke with the ASTA membership here.
But bottom line is this is a global issue, and this is something that you say somebody's gotta, but really it's more like everybody's got to, right?
Yeah, I want to paraphrase Pogo, right? and sort of I've seen the enemy and it's us, but to change that a little bit, it's us collectively in figuring out how to deal with these wicked problems, how to deploy the resources that we need. And as you might know, the government itself, the federal government or the state government or the local government, does not have the complete wherewithal to make this happen. So it will require us to come up with innovative partnerships of bringing in private enterprise, the non-governmental organizations and others, all working together. So really, every man, woman, and child needs to be concerned about this.
All right. Well, what we will say is we've got your whole 50-minute presentation to get the details.
Okay.
And thank you very much, sir.